news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order on policing following weeks of world-changing protests after the death of George Floyd in police custody. But Trump made no mention of the national debate over racial injustice sparked by police brutality and killings of African-American men and women. In fact, he made no mention of race at all. Democrats argue that Trump's plan doesn't go nearly far enough, like this provision.
As part of this new credentialing process, chokeholds will be banned, except if an officer's life is at risk.
Well, if there's an exception, then it's not really a ban, is it? Republicans are feeling the effects of the protests and the outrage as well. On Wednesday morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator Tim Scott holding a press conference where they'll announce that the Senate will consider police reform legislation next week. This is a new sense of urgency for the Republicans, which just the other day was saying that this would not get done until after the 4th of July break. Republican leadership believes it has its membership in line behind the legislation and have not really heard any significant dissent yet. At the same time, the House marks up its police bill in the Judiciary Committee Wednesday. The bill's passage is basically a foregone conclusion in the House. Democrats are under big pressure from their base to produce, and they're hoping and working to pick up some moderate Republican votes when they bring the bill to the floor. But here's a twist. The House, led by Democrats, will require masks in committee hearings. Lots of Republicans are skipping masks in the Capitol, so we'll see how they respond to this directive. In what's becoming a rarity on television right now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, warned that the nation risks a resurgence of coronavirus infections if states fail to remain vigilant as they reopen their economies, saying, quote, "When I look at the TV and I see pictures of people congregating at bars when the location they're in indicates they shouldn't be doing that, that's very risky." He added, "People keep talking about a second wave. We're still in a first wave." But nothing, apparently, will deter Trump from his ego-boosting Nuremberg rally, now scheduled for Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so as not to coincide with Juneteenth. Even after Oklahoma residents sued to block it, a Tulsa judge on Tuesday denied an effort by city residents and business owners to stop Trump from holding an indoor campaign rally there that some fear could further the spread of the virus. The number of new cases is rising, not only in Oklahoma, but Florida, Texas, and Arizona just set new daily records for more coronavirus cases. But there is some good pandemic news as well. In the UK, a new study suggests that a drug called dexamethasone, a widely available steroid, may be helping some of the sickest patients. And human trials are due to begin next week for a treatment derived from cow's blood. Scientists genetically engineer the animals to give them an immune system that's part human so they could develop antibodies to the virus. Wow. However, while positive news on a new drug is good, this is not a cure or a vaccine. So be really careful about who you listen to, because there are a lot of lies floating around.
I always say, even without it, it goes away. But if we had the vaccine, and we will, if we had therapeutic or cure, one thing sort of blends into the other, it will be a fantastic day. And I think that's going to happen, and it's going to happen very soon.
Yeah, no, it won't.
Before the end of the year, I predict we will have a very successful vaccine, therapeutic, and cure. We're making tremendous progress. I deal with these incredible scientists, doctors, very, very closely. I have great respect for their minds, and they have come up with things. And they've come up with many other cures and therapeutics over the years. These are the people, the best, the smartest, the most brilliant anywhere. And they've come up with the AIDS vaccine. They've come up with, or the AIDS, and they, as you know, there's various things, and now various companies are involved. But the therapeutic for AIDS, AIDS was a death sentence, and now people live a life with a pill It's an incredible thing. The Ebola vaccine.
Really, no. We don't have an AIDS vaccine. Or an Ebola vaccine, for that matter. Moving right along. On Tuesday night, the Department of Justice sued John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, to delay the publication of his book, claiming the 592-page exposé, The Room Where It Happened, contains classified information, a charge Bolton's lawyer has denied. Publication has already been delayed twice, but don't expect another one. Early copies have already been distributed. The publisher, Simon & Schuster, was not named in the suit, so it's a pretty good bet to say the book will be out on Tuesday. And then there's the other book, this one by Donald Trump's niece, Mary L. Trump. According to two people familiar with the situation, Donald Trump has threatened that he's getting his lawyers to look into what could be done in the way of legal retribution, or at least a threat, to stop that book from coming out. One of the sources said that in the past few days, the president appeared irked by news of this book, and at one point mentioned that Mary had signed an NDA years ago. Yeah, good luck with that. We are expecting the Supreme Court to rule on the future of the DACA, or Dreamers program, as soon as Thursday. Well, a new Politico Morning Consult poll found that a majority of Trump voters want to protect Dreamers from deportation. Really, the same trend holds across all Republicans. In fact, the poll indicates that wide swaths of registered voters support Dreamers regardless of gender, education, income, ethnicity, religion, and ideology. That includes 68% of Republicans, 71% of conservatives, and 64% of those who approve of the job Donald Trump is doing as president. Even 69% of those who voted for Trump in 2016, when he vowed to deport Dreamers, say they should be protected. Interesting. For the first time since 1993, the House of Representatives will vote next week on a bill to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state. Maybe that'll change our mood. New data from the COVID response tracking study conducted at the University of Chicago finds that Americans are more unhappy today than they've been in nearly 50 years. I believe that depression can be lifted quite easily on November 4th. If enough people show up at the polls to vote on November 3rd. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and while you're there, please click on that donate button.